Live from First String Sports, it's Pagmeter's wrap-up show. And now, here's your host, Nick Papagni.
And a pleasant good morning. We are live right here at First String Sports, Blackstone between Herndon and Sierra. This is your headquarters for anything with sports. And let's check out the sales going on, because there's always something going on right now. Winter is coming right upon us. Wrestling season, we got you covered. Anything A to Z when it comes to wrestling, get on in here and check it out. Also, the final days for the football blowout sale, all the way, if you're watching on Twitter, from the helmet down to the cleats, everything is on sale. This is a great time. The new helmets are sitting right in front of me on my table. These are awesome. So get on over here to First String Sports. I got my little sheet right here that I'm looking at, because we're on Facebook, on First String Sports Facebook, good morning. Twitter, Pagmeter Twitter, good morning. So we've got it going on right here. And as I'm still putting in scores from last night, what a night. This is I'm going to call week 8 is mismatch week. Okay, that's what I'm going to call it. We had so many blowouts last night that it was just one of those. Some of these games were over at the end of the first quarter. We're going to talk about all those. Talk about week 8. We got a great show today. We're going to talk with, and okay, Pagmeter was 100% wrong on this one. The Kingsburg Vikings, I thought with the outstanding quarterback, and I think he's one of the top 5 best quarterbacks in the section. Jet Jackson goes down. I just thought, you know, they're going to play a red-hot CVC team in Visalia. Kingsburg's going to struggle. You know, not having – it's like – I'm going to ask Dave Wilson today. We're going to have him on to start the show. You know, you're losing Tom Brady. You're losing, you know, Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers. They still pull it out, and they beat CVC. This is one of the biggest wins, I think, in Kingsburg in a long, long time. What a coach! Great job the coaching staff did this week. We're going to talk with Josh Kloster, the head coach of Lamar Tigers, who's building a program. He's bringing his boys in. They'll be sitting right here in the studio. Drew Halstead, the head coach of the Emmanuel Eagles, will join us today as they got a big win last night. Excuse me. I had a little tickle right there. They got a big win last night over Liberty Padre Ranchos. We'll talk about Emmanuel Eagles. They're playing good football right now at 5-2. And the Pagmeter Student Athlete of the Week from San Joaquin Memorial, Big Mac Delena, getting it done. And he had another great game last night as San Joaquin Memorial rolled over Madera South as expected. So plenty to talk about today. And if you look at Week 8, but I do want to give a little love to First String Sports. Baseball, softball, the new bats are in. Get on over here. And, of course, I'm in the Letterman's Jacket Capital. It is now getting cool at night, cool in the morning. You can start wearing your Letterman's jacket, and this is where you get it. You come over here, get it all measured. You got to have a Letterman's jacket. Even if you don't want to wear it, okay, you got to have a Letterman's jacket, because when you're done playing, you got to have that for when you someday you get married and the kids will go, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, did you ever play sports? Well, I don't know. Look at me. I got three letters. Played football, basketball, baseball. I also ran track, or I played softball, volleyball, whatever it is. You got to have a Letterman's jacket in a start. This is the headquarters right here at First String Sports. Also, pink awareness. Look at this. We got all the pink tapes. The pink, but make sure you know what's going on. Why people wearing pink? Maybe someone in your family's had breast cancer. But this is what I want you to do. Think about them. Before you start wearing pink all over. I think it's a new cool thing to wear pink. But maybe understand, maybe someone in your family, your aunt, you maybe a neighbor, whoever has gone through it, and think of them when you put that pink on. You also, the Fresno State, you know, look at this right now. If you're on Twitter, you can see it, the great chair. And if you go watch a lot of sports like I do, you got to have the stadium seat, the backrest, nice, comfortable from your behind. This is the wide one. This is really cool. And when you go to those gyms, they're going to be very jealous of you, really jealous, because you got the nice seat with the backrest, and their little behinds is on that wooden bleacher. So this is all happening right here at First String Sports. Let's check it out before we get to Dave Wilson. We started on Thursday Night Football. We had a bunch of games Thursday Night Football this week in the Central Sequoia League. Exeter defeats Hanford West 51-0, so Exeter now 4-3. Exeter, very speedy team, got a lot of speed and playing good football and playing really good defense. In the CMAC, Madera and Edison. Edison beats Madera 44-36. Now, I don't know the latest in this game, but the other two wins that Edison had versus Dinuba and Madera South, there's investigation going on, as we all know, about Edison right now. Atnoff Harris has resigned. There's an investigation. They might have an illegal player playing in those two games, and if that's the case, Dinuba and Madera South are going to get a win, and Edison will have a forfeit. So we will stay tuned on that, and once I find out, you will find out. So, but Edison beats Madera 44-36, and I doubt the player that's being investigated played against Madera. I'm just guessing. I could be wrong. But rumors have it, it's back to Edison-style football. There was a lot of trash talking going on. One thing about Atnoff Harris, I got to give him credit. They played, they were very fundamentally sound. They didn't they came in as soldiers. They didn't argue with the referees. They didn't argue with the other teams. What I'm hearing is Thursday night and went back to trash talking Edison football. If that's the case, I'm really sad about that. So Atnoff Harris, if you're listening, you did a great job on that part. And unfortunately, we've talked about it even last week. Edison, what are you going to do? When Matt Johnson left, I'll say the 30-second spiel again. When he left a couple years ago, 3 years ago, Edison football went downhill, and I called it. Washington Union was going to get turned into a powerhouse as kids left the program. Central was going to be even better, and it's happened now. And I said Edison was going to fall down to possibly be a Division II program very soon. Kids are losing the program. They're leaving. Atnoff Harris had to do what he could to keep people in the program. And I think he was battling an administration, just didn't want him there. That's my two cents worth. I don't think they wanted Atnoff Harris to be the head coach. Roy Verduzco, the AD, has taken over, and who knows if that was the plan all along. But it all started with the former principal, and I'll say it again. She was a disaster for football and basketball at Edison, and she's driven the West Side right down into the ground, and it's unfortunate. Let's look at other Thursday night games. And you can call Bobby Boy in the studio, 844-940-ESPN, anytime you want today. When we have a guest, of course not, but right now you can if you have any questions for the Pag Meter. East Yosemite League, Mission Oak with a big win over Menachie, 22-15 on Thursday night. Tulare Western comes back and beats Porterville 27-17. So they go to 2-0 in the East Yosemite League, beating Porterville in a great game, 27-17. North Yosemite League, Sunnyside continues to steamroll. They beat Fresno High 51-7. At halftime, it was 15-7. And then the second half, the Wildcats took over and crushed Fresno High. In the track, Central wins their 20th consecutive track game, and they beat up on Clovis 56-14. And if Central gets fired up on a Thursday night, can you imagine what they're going to do to you on a Friday night? So Kyle Biggs and the company just continues to steamroll. Mr. Conley, 3 touchdowns, big runs of 63, 21, and 4 yards. Jamison Silva continues to be red hot, throws 3 touchdowns. Jeremiah Hunter caught a touchdown of 69, 15 yards. Manuel Oliver Davis with a 51-yard touchdown. Even Ricky Correa scores on a 1-yard touchdown. 20th straight win in the track for Central, and they just continue to steamroll. Friday Night Lights. As I talked about, we'll talk about Dave Wilson in a few minutes. Kingsburg beat CBC 34-20 in one of the biggest wins in Kerman history. I'm going to say it. Big win for the Selma Bears. They improved to 6-1. They beat Dinuba 36-23. Selma has a tremendous offensive program. They got it going. Now they're going to mix in some great defense. And Selma and Kingsburg in week 11, that's going to be a great game. Boy, I'd love to do that one on the radio. In the CMAC, the Buller Knights took care of business. They beat the Sanger Apaches. by a score of 29-15. Buller got back to business, playing tough defense. Every year, they always match up well with that Sanger option, and Buller does a great job. Donnie Arax has been going against, you know, back in the day when Chuck Sinan was there, George Pena's offense, and Buller does very well, and now Yosef Ferris does a great job against the Sanger. Final score, Buller 29, Sanger 15. San Joaquin Memorial, I had a feeling it was just going to be, it was just too much for Madera South. They just don't match up with the Panthers. The final score, Memorial 61-10 over Madera South. And it's just, again, Division 5 football. Nobody is beating Madera or Memorial. Okay, so Madera South has to play in that CMAC, and it's just not right. East Sequoia, Granite Hills beats Farmersville 29-27 in a great game. So big win for the Grizzlies of Granite Hills. Woodlake and Corcoran. Woodlake defeats Corcoran 32-19. Final score in the East Yosemite League. This game was over early. Tulare Union, one of the big blowouts of the night, beat Delano 64-7. And in the High Desert League, Bishop Union with an outstanding defense, they beat Kern Valley 40-6. And a comeback of the night, Cal City was down 27, I believe, to 6. And they come back and beat Boron 34-27. Injuries, turnovers, but Cal City gets the win and improves to 6-1 and 2-0 in the High Desert League. And I'm looking forward to when they play Bishop Union. That could be for the High Desert League Championship. And Rosamont beats Desert 30-0. And Rosamont is starting to play better football. They improved to 4-4. Let's take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk with Dave Wilson, the head coach of the Kingsburg Vikings, on a huge win last night. And, boy, was the Pag Meter wrong about that one, as they knocked off CBC in Visalia 34-20 in a big win. We'll talk how did this happen, as we'll talk with the Kingsburg coach when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Pag Meter Wrap-Up Show live from First String Sports. We'll be right back.
Pag Meter's wrap-up show continues on 940 ESPN. Once again, here's Nick Papagni.
Welcome back. We are live right here at First String Sports. Blackstone between Herndon and Sierra. You can't miss it. You turn on Herndon or you turn on Sierra, and you're going to see First String Sports. It's a huge store. They have everything. The Lemoore Tigers are in town today. Josh was bringing half the team in, so we'll talk to Lemoore in a few minutes. But referees, great job. You're looking good. You're getting all your official, your flags, your gear. You're looking good. First down markers, they got them all here. If you have a stadium and you're like, hey, we got to get some new first down markers and all that good stuff. Baseball, softball, the new bats are in. If you need a new glove, you need a new mitt, you come over here to First String Sports. Cleats, soccer starting. So come over here and check out the chalker, the cleats. Also, the final days for the football sales going on. Helmets, shoulder pads, A to Z when it comes to the football gear is on sale. So come over here and to First String Sports Blackstone. If they don't have it, you really don't need it. Letterman's jackets off the charts. I'm in the Letterman's jacket room right now where they got every possible team going. And I know one team they got, I'm looking at it right now, the Kingsburg Vikings. Letterman's jacket is right there on the wall. And let's go to Kingsburg now. The head coach of the Kingsburg Vikings, Dave Wilson. And before I get to him, let me set it up last night. Boy, was the Pag Meter wrong. One of the top quarterbacks in the section, Jet Jackson, is down with a knee injury. They're traveling to CBC to play a team that's won four in a row. Jalen Rennie's back. CBC's playing great football. There's no way Kingsburg can go to CBC and beat there's no way the Vikings can win. They do it. Dave Wilson and his coaching staff come up with a game plan. Dave, how do you do it? You lose Tom Brady, you lose Russell Wilson, you lose Aaron Rodgers, and you still win. How did this happen?
Hey, Nick, thanks for having me on. You know what? We have a resilient bunch of kids, man. And, fortunately for us, we got our backup quarterback, Travis Hall, which it's hard to call him a backup. I mean, he was a good quality quarterback coming in, and as a junior, him and Jet both battled for that position. And our first game against Memorial 2 years ago, which we lost, but Trav had a rough time, and Jet came in and led us back and kind of took the reins of the starting quarterback and kind of held on to it. And it's hard to you know, pull a guy out when he's 6-0, but because of some circumstances and a real unfortunate injury to Jet last week, Trav was coming off a turf toe injury that he's been dealing with for the last 4 or 5 weeks, and man, he came in, and wow, did he shine. We're real proud of him. He played really well, and the boys rallied around him and had some guys make some plays that maybe haven't made some plays all year, and it was neat to see it all click last night.
We're talking with Dave Wilson, the head coach of the Kingsburg Vikings. Well, I thought the biggest win in maybe 30 years for you when you beat Memorial, the first game of the year, this might just match it with what you went through all week.
Yeah, it was tough. Jet's a great guy. He's a great kid, and he's going to come back. This is going to be a battle for him, but we're looking forward to him to coming back from this knee injury that he got. It's going to keep him out for quite a bit. But, yeah, the kids, you know, and instead of, you know, it's like I told the kids, no one's going to feel sorry for us, and we can't feel sorry for ourselves. And adversity brings a opportunity, and Trav got an opportunity, and man, he made the most of it. And like I said, you know, we've had a good defense all year, and we game planned pretty well. Obviously, with running back, CBC is a much different team. They're always the biggest team we play every year, it seems like, when it comes to their offensive line. And Coach Diaz and his group put together a really good defensive game plan, and we knew Renning would get some yards. We just didn't want to give up the big play, and I thought we did a pretty good job of doing that last night. I think he had about 158 yards, but it was on 36 carries, and we kind of bottled him up a little bit. He had a few yards and scored his touchdowns. I mean, he's a good running back. It's going to be hard to just totally shut out a guy like that. But our defense played well. They were opportunistic at times, and you know, hey, we put points on the board and made you know, CVC have to open up a little bit, and that was always an advantage for us.
We're talking with Dave Wilson, the head coach of the Kingsburg Vikings, and I was going to mention your defense because when you beat Memorial in week one, people started saying, what did Kingsburg do to slow down the Vikings? And a lot of people have been trying to do it. But you guys are getting it done, and you're really 11 men to the football. When I watch you on film, it's exciting to see the Vikings play defense.
Yeah, you know, we're a true team defense. I mean, we've got some standout guys. Don't get me wrong. You know, Cole Diaz, the linebacker, is just he gets after the quarterback, and he kind of sets the tone for the whole group. We have a defensive end named Josh Jackson who's just real athletic, and I think if you had to really kind of characterize our group, they're real athletic. I mean, we run just about in all positions, and we match up pretty well with teams, especially in the back end. You know, adding guys like Noah Jimenez, Xavier Jimenez, and then you have linebackers like Cal Muxlow and Chase Diaz and Alfred Carpenter. And Spomer's obviously Blake playing offense and defense, who's just been going off the last few weeks. You know, we're pretty fast. I think we're pretty quick at times, and it shows up on film. And, I you know, when I look back at that Memorial game, I think that was one of the things we were able to match up with. I think that a lot of people didn't think we could. We could run a bit, and then we can get after the quarterback. And you know, when you can do those two things, usually good things happen. You know,
we're talking with Dave Wilson, the head coach of the Kingsburg Vikings. Big win last night over CVC. And coach, you're actually semi-young still. You got a lot of juniors and sophomores on this team, mixed in with some senior leadership, but you're very young still.
Yeah, absolutely, especially at the skilled spot. I mean, when I look at last night's game, other than Travis at quarterback and Cole Diaz, you know, all those skilled guys, we played a freshman last night at receiver with Connor McFall, who had a couple of really good plays. Caden Tate, who's the other wideout, who played really well. And Blake is Blake Spomer, obviously, is a junior. And then his brother Micah, who's been with us for the last 2 years, is just a sophomore. He had a meniscus tear that he had cleaned up, and so we're hoping to get him back here in the next week or two, which will, you know, again, kind of get us back to full go. You know, that same group that we played at the beginning of the year, we haven't had that group in probably 3 or 4 weeks, and we won't have the whole group back now, obviously, because of Jet, but it'll be nice to get him back. No, and it's a good time to be a Viking, Nick, absolutely. You know, we have a proud tradition here, and it predates me. You know, I'm not going to pretend that, you know, I'm the only one. I mean, we've had good football here. It's a great town. It's a great community, and they rally around their kids, and it's a great bunch of kids, man. I'm just sort of benefiting from it.
Hey, Dave, tell me about the Vikings. What kind of team are we talking? Are they a business style, or do you have to use the Dave Wilson pep talk before, during, and halftime team?
You know what? They're kids, so there are times when, yeah, you got to kind of turn them up a little bit. But, you know, the neat thing about a one-school town is you can really see these kids grow. And, you know, a lot of these kids, they've played together since they were little guys, you know, and they kind of really have kind of the business-as-usual kind of approach, you know. They don't get too tight, you know, but at times they don't get too loose, you know. They really understand what it takes. They understand who they are. You know, the one thing we constantly are driving into them is understanding your role. What do you bring to our team? And accept that role, you know, and embrace it, and go out there as one unit. And, you know, they've bought into that. We've had some great senior leadership and you know, obviously some great enthusiasm. And like I said, when you got a group that's played well and they've been successful all the way up through the ranks, you know, there's definitely a mentality with the group that there's an expectation and they take it out there. And man, they love challenges. They love big games. And that's something we've kind of fed off. You know, it seems like the bigger the game, this group really steps up, and it's fun to see different guys make plays, especially last night being able to see, you know, knowing that Jet's gone, it's like, who's going to be the next guy? Who's going to step up and make the play? And we had quite a few guys do that last night, so that was fun to watch. It's a fun group to be around.
And that's got to make you feel great as a coach. If someone steps up, you know, you put the game plan in place, and, God, look at that. They're doing it. Exactly,
yeah,
what we told them to do.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's the thing. I mean, even talking with Coach Hughes afterwards, which, you know, you take your hat off to CBC. They've definitely established a really good winning tradition, and that's always a tough place to go play at for some reason. You know, and that was the thing with our guys, is who was going to be the next guy to make a play. And our guys did that, you know, when those are championship plays. It's not just winning plays. I tell them it's championship plays. And like I said earlier, they very easily could have took that injury with Jet and some of the, you know, we've had a lot of things happen to us since the Memorial game when it comes to, you know, adversity and injuries and things that go on with a team, which, you know, I don't want to sit here and feel sorry for ourselves. Every team goes through it. But our guys have persevered, you know, and we've sort of kind of stuck behind our defense. They've led us all the way. And then, you know, we had a little bit of an advantage last night because, I mean, Coach Hughes really didn't, you know, who was going to be the quarterback. And so we knew going in we could put some new stuff in. You know, there's some characteristics that Travis has that Jet doesn't. And we knew we had some athletes on the perimeter and on the edge. And we thought, hey, you know what, let's see if we can get these guys involved. And it really worked out for us. And I, you know, so that's always, that's great.
Well, we're talking with Dave Wilson, the head coach of the Kingsburg Vikings. Huge win over CBC last night to go 7-0, 2-0 in the Central Sequoia League. You know, I always try to get you guys trash talking with you coaches of the Central Sequoia League, but you guys all love each other, and it's not fun because Mason loves you, you love him, everyone loves each other. But this week you got Dinuba coming into town, and that is always a great rivalry, a battle of green uniforms.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, over the years, you know, even before me, you know, Dinuba's kind of turned into a, You know how it is, Nick, in leagues that stick around for a long time, you know, all games kind of turn into rivalries, you know, especially the successful ones. And Dinuba's definitely that kind of team. And, you know, I definitely don't let the record fool you. I mean, that's a tough schedule that Dinuba put together this year. Mm-hmm. And they've been in every game. Every game they've played has been close. And when it comes to us and them, we truly kind of, you have to throw the records out because it's always a battle every year, and I'm just happy we have them at home. That's another place you don't really like to go play at, and Dinuba, they have a great atmosphere when it comes to their football, and so we feel good about next week being able to play at home. And Carlos has been there a long time. He's a good coach, and he's got that staff intact, and they got probably one of the better quarterbacks in the section, and they're real athletic in certain spots. They're always physical, so it'll be a challenge. It's always a challenge in the CSL. I mean, we sort of pride ourselves on that as coaches. We get together and it's you know, it's kind of a thing that we sort of hang our hat on. That it's a competitive league every year, and it doesn't matter who the front runners are. Anybody can beat anybody at any time. And I mean, just you think about Exeter a week ago. I mean, you know, we walked into there thinking, feeling pretty comfortable and pretty good about ourselves, and before you know it, you know, we're a goal line stand away from tying it up at the very end. So, you know, it's a tough league. It's fun to be a part of, and I don't like it just because it causes a lot of stress, but it's definitely fun.
Well, no question, and you have a target on your back every week because you're the Kingsburg Vikings. You're undefeated. And then after Dinuba, you're playing a team is still trying to find herself, Hanford West, before the big one, the 87th annual Fire Hydrant game. And I guess it's going to be at Reedley since Selma's new stadium's not done. But tell everyone what that big rivalry's like. As right down the road, Selma and Kingsburg, as you're driving down 99, you know how close they are. But that is one of the best rivalries in the section.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and, you know, before Coach Logue, it was kind of a one-sided affair. And Matt came in and really turned that just the culture around over at Selma, which I was disappointed because he waited till I got hired here to do that. I was like, come on, man. You know what I mean? And I finally got him last year for the first time. And so he's went ahead and just reloaded. And wow, what a physical group that's turned out to be. And yeah, I mean, the only disappointing thing about that game probably is going to be we have to play at Reedley, you know. Yeah. But other than that, you know, it always brings out the – I think we always bring out the best in both teams. It's always a hard-fought game. A lot of respect for what Selma does. They're physical. They really mirror their coach to me. When I look at Matt and I look at his team, they're just like him. They're kind of grinders. They're lunch pail guys, you know, blue-collar guys that just kind of go out there and play physical. And they create a lot of problems. When you're physical, you create a lot of problems. And so, yeah, that might be a big one. We actually have, you know, both teams have a lot of work to do still. I don't want to jump ahead. But, yeah, that could eventually, you know, not just for a rivalry game, it could set up to be a league championship game. And so that's exciting to think about. But right now it's Dinuba, 100%. Dinuba.
Oh, no question about it. Coach, yeah. So to Kingsburg Nation, the Pack Meter was wrong on my pick. My email's been blowing up all morning. You got a lot of people looking at my predictions, and I'm just letting you know I
shame on
messed
you, Nick.
Up.
Shame
yeah.
on you.
I right. jumped off the Viking wagon. I just thought there's no way you're going to CVC, but you did it, and it's just one of the biggest wins, I think, in a long time, and great coaching. Give some love to your coaches as you got a time to talk about your assistants.
We have a wonderful group of assistants. Our defensive coordinator, Ryan Diaz, this is his third year with me, and he's coached with me even back when I was at Riverdale way back in, like, 2004. And, you know, he's a great game planner. He does a great job. Roger Carinder, D-line coach, Josh Schultz, secondary coach, those guys on the defensive side. And then, you know, myself, along with, of course, Sean Tate, who helps with our quarterbacks. And then we've added three really good coaches this year. John Hall, who was a longtime Buchanan coach. Austin Bray, who obviously Tyler Bray's younger brother, who's played here and played some college football. And we added a O-line coach in the name of Renee Lopez, who's been around, played at Reedley College, coached at Dinuba. You know, when you're around really good people and they do a really good job, they really make you look a lot better than you probably are. And I give a lot of credit to those guys, absolutely.
Now, did your own line coach, did he have to fill out papers since he played at Dinuba? Is that legal to coach?
Well, he didn't play at Dinuba. He coached there.
Okay, was that is so, that yeah, still? No, I don't know if that's legal or not. I don't know.
We definitely had to have a sit-down. Yeah. We had to have a sit-down with some community members and make sure he was on the up. Now, Renee's lived in our community actually for a while. He's got – his kids are all in the school system here, and he's a real good guy, real good offensive line coach too.
Well, Dave, congratulations on a big win last night, 7-0. Keep up the great work. I'm on the wagon again. You guys are really, really good. Best of luck this week, and we're going to have you on again with the playoff time.
Oh, anytime. Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate you.
You got it. Dave Wilson, head coach of the Kingsburg Vikings. Yes, Pag Meter was wrong on that pick. They beat CVC and Visalia. Huge win. Oh, what else can I say? Another big win last night. The Lemoore Tigers got a big win over LT. We're going to talk with Coach Josh, who's in the house, and a bunch of his players are in the house. We're going to talk Lemoore Tiger football when we come back. We're live at First String Sports Blackstone between Hearn and the Sierra. Don't go anywhere. Lemoore Tigers coming up next on 940 ESPN, the Valley's local sports leader.
Pag Meter's wrap-up show continues on 940 ESPN. Once again, here's Nick Papagni.
Welcome back to your live here at First String Sports Blackstone between Herndon and Sierra. This is your headquarters for sports. And again, First String Sports wants to take care of your team. Not only they will have the mouthpieces, the emergency stuff, the uniform. You got to come in here and pick it up. But they want to take care of teams, and they're going to save you money. So you don't need to go online anymore. Take care of First String Sports. They're the best. They're the local guys and support local. And also mitts, gloves, bats, softball, baseball, cleats, soccer's coming up. Wrestling they got on sale. How about the football? The helmets right here. We got Lemoore in the house. Cool helmets, shoulder pads, everything's on sale. So First String Sports and, of course, the Letterman's jackets. And I'm thinking I'm seeing the purple in here. Is it around here somewhere? Where's the purple at? We got it in here? Uh-oh. We don't have the Tigers in. We got the Tiger Nation in the house. We have to figure that out. We'll have to talk to Sean about it. Let's talk with the head coach, Josh Kloster, from the Lemoore Tigers. Big win last night, Coach.
Yeah, big win for us. You know, we started a little slow, and we were able to pull it out. Had a great second half and was able to get a big win for our program.
You've been playing great for 24 minutes. It's the other 24 minutes you've been struggling, or maybe you play well for 36 minutes. What's been this? Has it been turnovers? What's been going on?
You know, it's been a little bit of everything. I think, you know, with any football program, it starts down in the youth. You know, we're trying to develop young talent there, and it works its way up through, you know, high school. We're just still making those, you know, little mistakes that you can't do when you're playing good football teams. We've had a really tough, you know, preseason, and the WIL, as you guys know, is very, very tough this year. And, you know, in order to get these wins, you have to execute, and you have to have mistake-free football. And, you know, we're working on that every day. And as we go through the season, you can see we're progressing and getting better every week.
Well, give everyone the heads up. You're a former dog, so
yes,
you're
sir.
A Fresno State Bulldog. So give everyone out there. We're on Twitter. Hey, in fact, we've got to move out. There you go. We're on Facebook Live from First String Sports. But give the love for Josh out there, because what your story, you used to be at Sierra Pacific as well.
Yeah, I used to be at Sierra Pacific. You know, that was a program that only had 3 wins in 3 years. And I was able to get over there and have support of my wife and my family, and we had some good assistant coaches there. And, you know, we had 25 wins there in 3 years and was able to take them to the Valley Championship game. And now we're at Lemoore, and, you know, we're doing the same thing. We're trying to rebuild, get a weight program going there, and getting these kids to understand about nutrition and the importance of, you know, just being mentally and physically tough.
Josh, you got a lot of players in, and a lot of them play up more other sports. I think that's huge. And how do you handle it at Lemoore when they're playing other sports and the weight room?
You know, for me, if you know, our athletes are in other sports, I think it's a great thing. You know, I feel like, you know, in today's, you know, athletic world, everybody wants to just be one-dimensional. But, you know, a blue-chip athlete is, like, kind of gone away. But people that excel in more than one sport is a great thing. You know, I was a big track and field guy. I was All-American track star at Lemoore High School when I went there. And, you know, being a shot put and discus guy helped me as a lineman to be able to be successful at Fresno State. You know, we encourage our kids to go out and play other sports. And if they're not playing other sports, then you need to dedicate yourself to the weight room. You know, we all know that football is a very physically demanding sport. And, you know, you have to have the attributes of being physically fit and being mentally tough.
Well, I know Lemoore's got the right guy running the show. Josh, you do a great job, and I think you just said it, building the weight room back, getting the little leaguers going, and building the Tiger, because you have so much tradition there.
There's a lot of tradition there. I mean, you've had some tremendous athletes that have played pro football there. You have the Lorenzo Neals, the Charlie Jones, gentlemen that I have played with at Fresno State. You know, off my high school football team, we had 5, you know, D1 scholarships. And back then, there wasn't the divisions like they have now. It was just one Valley Championship, you know, and playing some great teams back then. And, you know, just building off that tradition that Lemoore has set there, you know, we need to keep working on getting it back on the right path and having some success here in the near future. We played some really tough football teams this year. You know, we played the Tulare Unions, the Sangers, the Tulare Westerns, and Redwood. And, you know, in all those games, we're right in there. Yeah. You know, we're right there. It's just a couple mistakes here or there, and, you know, we could easily be beating teams like that. So we're working towards that. The kids are working hard. They still believe, and we're getting better every single day.
I love that. Let's bring up some of the players. Let's bring up your son right now. Speaking of a two-sport athlete, Will, he's a wrestler as well, so let's give him the microphone real fast. We only have two here. Will Closter is a wrestler going to Cal Poly, but Will, welcome.
What's up?
How you doing?
Pag
Meter All-Star 2 years in a row. And how, first of all, your dad's not listening, but how is he when Pop's out there coaching?
He does a good job. Yeah. Yeah, he's just the coach, and I'm the player. No son and dad, we just get it done.
But he gives you a little extra. He puts more on your shoulders.
Yes.
You got to be the leader.
Yeah, I have to be the leader out there. You know, it's expected of me. I've been watching film with him since I was in fifth, sixth grade. I know a lot about the game, and it's all thanks to him.
Linebacker, fullback, and wrestling. You're going to go to Cal Poly. I know my radio partner on Fridays, Nick Anderson's a big Cal Poly guy. He's excited to hear. Tell me about why go to Cal Poly.
Cal Poly, it's the wrestling program. They're turning it around right now. The vibe of the school, the location, the education is amazing. It's just a perfect fit for me.
Tell me about this Lamar Tiger team. You guys have played. You've been in every game, but it just seems like Coach said, one or two mistakes, boom.
We make a couple of mistakes here and there, and that's what really throws us off. And we don't have the biggest team, and we have injuries, and we get tired sometimes. You know, almost our whole team goes both ways, but one thing we have is heart, and we go out there and we battle till the end every single game, and we're keeping up with these teams, and we're going to keep getting better and better.
Well, best of luck, Will. Keep up the great work. Let's keep it going. Who else we got in the house? Let's bring up your let's introduce everyone.
Hey, guys, I'm Elijah McAllister.
Okay, and tell me about your year going on. Are you healthy? Is it going good? What do we got going?
It's going really good this year. I feel great. Last year I got sick, so I was missing out. I missed out the whole season. And this year it's been really great. Played both sides of the ball a little bit. And I'm just loving it. It's great out here.
And tell me about you still got time to make a statement in the the rest of the year heading to the playoffs. Tell me, how much from day one to now has the Tigers improved?
I think we improved a lot since our first game. We've always just improved little by little, and we're starting to eliminate all the little mistakes we have right now.
Yeah, and do you play other sports as well?
Yeah, I play basketball.
Tell me about the basketball team, because the Lamar Tigers are always good.
Yeah, we're good. I think this year we should be pretty good. We got three studs over there.
All right.
So we should be pretty good.
Well, Mr. McClaster, good best of luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work. Who else we got? Come on over. Come on. You guys are on live on Twitter and Facebook, so I want to see some love. All right, who do we have now?
Chris Taylor.
Let's put that closer to your mouth. There we go. Chris Taylor. Chris, tell me about this year's football. How are we doing so far?
I think we're starting to do great. Take us as a train. We're just starting to start chugging, getting going, starting to go little by little. That's how I feel about it.
Choo-choo train starting to roll. And, Chris, what positions do you play?
I play wide receiver and DB.
And is your quarterback getting you the ball?
Yeah, he does a great job. He does what he can. But, you know, it's a connection thing, and we're just working on that.
What do the Tigers have to do to get and make a statement in the playoffs?
Just keep believing. Keep believing in our coaches. Just keep trusting, and I think we'll be fine. We are really working on hard-working team. I just believe that we can do it.
And, of course, basketball is going to be very good again this year.
Yeah, we should be very good.
All right. So, Pag Meter, what do I put him? Are you guys number one? What do I put? Where I put you?
I say number three, number two.
I like it. Who's number one, number two?
Number one, usually it's San Joaquin Memorial, yeah. But they lost Jalen Green, so yeah. I don't know where they're going to place him. And number two, last year, San Luis Obispo, they beat us out. So I feel like we should be in the top five.
I like that. Well, best of luck the rest of the year. Let's keep it going. We got a lot of Tigers in the house. Coach, you go. Great job with these guys. All right, who do we got?
Justin Holliday.
Okay, Mr. Justin Holliday, the corner. Put it there. You go. I've been watching you for a couple of years now. You've getting better and better every week. Tell me about the offense. What do you do? What kind of leader are you in that huddle?
I'm a big leader. We started off good to begin of the year, and we've bought in, and we're all together. And every practice we come out, do great, We are tough on the field.
I know Coach has told me, he goes, you got to keep an eye on this Mr. Holiday. He has got some potential at the next level. How tall are you?
I'm 6'3".
6'3". Foot basketball, too?
No, baseball.
There you go. We got a baseball player. We got basketball, just like Coach said, baseball, wrestling, and, of course, baseball. I love baseball, by the way. Tell me about, are you starting to, are you getting close to peaking?
Yes. We started off good at the beginning of the year, played tough teams. But we've gotten better each game, and we're almost there. We're about to be there.
What's that rivalry like in Week 11 with Hanford?
It's be tough. They're a good team. We're doing good. I think it'll be a good game, good battle.
But is that the huge rival? What goes on during the week on that one?
Huge preparation. This will be big. A lot of film, a lot of hard practice. It'll be a good game.
Well, Mr. Quarterback, keep up the great work, okay?
Thank you.
All right, keep it going over here. I'm loving this. Coach, love bringing all these guys in like this. All right, who do we got?
What's going on, everybody? My name is Will Scaldi.
All right, Will, tell me about the team going so far.
Man, we're doing really good. Right now we're starting to hit our stride. We're eliminating a lot of the small mistakes that killed us in the first couple weeks in the preseason. I feel like we were talking about that rivalry game with Hanford, we're really going to be hitting our stride going into that Hanford game, that playoff scenario. So we're feeling really good.
Will, you haven't had an easy game yet this year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what is it, seven games, four of the teams we've played were top 10 in the Valley.
Yeah,
no point. So, I mean, real meat grinder of a season so far.
So do you think you can get better even still from now, today, to the playoff time?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, last night we still got a W, but we still had a couple mistakes that killed us, especially in the first half. Just small little, I mean, I had a fumble. We had just a couple tiny mistakes that killed our momentum. So once we eliminate those, we're going to be a really scary team come playoff time.
Who's the team leader in this? Who gets in there and rah-rahs you guys?
I mean, it's all of us, really. We're really the big guys, me, Elijah, Chris, Will, Justin. Whenever we need a little morale boost, it's one of the five of us. So
How about the young, the JVs, the freshmen? Are you taking care of those guys to make them better Tigers in the future?
Yeah, definitely. The last couple of years, we haven't had a very good, football environment at our school. But now, us being seniors, we're starting to, get the younger kids really morale boosted. The freshman team is really promising this year. And in a couple of years, I feel like we're going to be a real tough team to beat.
How about Tiger Nation and the crowds?
Man, the last couple of years, we haven't had the best seasons. But this year, me and all the guys have been talking to the kids at our school, and the student section's really been bringing it this year. We only have one more home game probably, unless we get a good seed in playoffs. But at every home game, they're there, they're supporting, they're loud. It's great, great environment.
I see a lot of teams after a game that come over to the stands and salute and say thank you. You guys doing that too?
Yeah, definitely. After every home game, whether it's a win or a loss, we come to our sideline, we sing the alma mater, and the band plays the alma mater.
Will, great job. Well, best of luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Let's bring in a future Tiger, Mr. Jackson. Jackson Cluster in the house. He's going to be a freshman. He's an eighth grader now. He's thrown for 9,000 touchdowns. Jackson, welcome in.
Hi.
Your dad gets you out of bed. He goes, hey, I want you to come. We're going to do it. By the way, this signal only goes from San Francisco all the way to the Grapevine, west of the ocean. It's about 100,000 people listening. We're making you a star now, Jackson. So you've got a chance to be the quarterback next year. Mr. Holiday, is he working with you at all yet?
Sometimes, yeah. He tells me what I need to do a little bit better and just gives me advice.
Because I think that's important to see the quarterback already is in the huddle and how you've got to be the leader. You've got to be loud on your cadence when you come in the line of scrimmage. All that good stuff. Tell me about your year because I hear you're tearing it up.
Yeah, we have a really good team. I've thrown 50 touchdown passes in 8 games, and I've thrown over 350 passes and only 2 interceptions.
So really you don't have a running game at all. I'm thinking you're not running the ball much.
We do sometimes, but not really.
So you're spreading it out. You got 4 or 5 receivers every play, and they can't touch. You must have a really good offensive line, too.
Yeah, we have a big offensive line. We're doing good.
Who's your rivalry in eighth grade? Who's the big team?
The Tar Heels. We try to beat the Tar Heels.
So do you have to play Hanford at all in eighth grade football?
Yeah.
And you're going to play them soon, or have you played them?
We already beat them 46-6.
Hanford, are you hearing that? So the future of Tiger football is looking good right now. Right?
Yes.
Give me some of the – who's your coach in eighth grade? He's probably listening.
His name is McDonald, and then my dad's the offensive coordinator.
Of course he is. Yeah, you got to listen to Pop. And tell me he's not listening. Your dad's over there checking out the Letterman's jacket. What kind of coach is he? Shh.
He's a good coach.
Is he?
He's a really good coach.
Does he get home and just telling you, you got to do this, you got to do that?
Yeah,
like when you're having a cheeseburger at home?
Yeah, he tells me what I need to get better at and just gives me advice.
And you're going to be the leader. We also have student athletes of the week, guys. And what kind of, you know, you got to be a good student athlete. How are you in the classroom?
I'm getting better. I get good grades, pretty good grades, A's and B's.
You're a quarterback now, right, Mr. Holiday? You got to have a good, you got to be, you know, inside out. You got to know the playbook. You got to know the other 10 positions, what's going on,
yes,
right?
Sir.
Well, Jackson, best of luck in the future. Let's give it back to Coach right here. Coach, very impressed with your team right here. You got some studs, and they're really well, great job in the microphone.
Yeah, they did a good job. You know, this is a good group of kids we have here. You know, there's a lot of fight in these guys, and we only have about 30 kids on our roster right now. But, you know, they're bringing it physically every week. They never quit, you know. And just like when I played at Fresno State, we had a saying from Coach Sweeney, and it was no dogs down. And right now I get that same kind of feeling from this group. You know, there's been times where they're facing a lot of adversity, but they stick together, and they fight all the way till that last, you know, whistle.
So I know I talked to Kevin Sharton at Redwood, and they got 86 players out for football. How do you get more Lemoore Tigers out?
You know, I think it just starts by these guys here. You know, I tell them all the time, you know, you guys are the future. You know, you're starting it. It's the foundation right here. You know, right now we're starting with the foundation, and from there, you know, we're going to start building the walls and putting the roof on. And here in a short amount of time, we should be able to be, you know, one of the top teams in the Valley and consistently do it year in and year out.
Of course, if you have 31 out and there's 31 good Tigers, that's great. But if you have 86 out and there's only 31 good Tigers, that's, you know, that defeats the purpose as well.
Yeah, it does a little bit, you know. It's a little intimidating when we saw Redwood the other night. You know, we played against them. We played them tough. I mean, it was a 16-14 game at halftime. They were up on us by two. And there was some plays inside of that game where, you know, we were right there with Redwood. It could have went our way just as well as it went theirs, you know. You know, it's not really the size of the team, it's the fight in the team. And, you know, these guys definitely have a lot of fight, and they're working towards, you know, finishing out the WYL and getting into the playoffs and making a good run at this in the D3.
And, of course, Josh, we're talking Lemoore Tiger football. You mentioned Redwood. Big win last night, 42-38 over Golden West. What a game that was.
Yeah, great game. I mean, there's some really, really tough teams in the WYL this year. You know, Hanford, you know, is a powerhouse in the Valley and in the WYL, and Redwood and Golden West as well. You know, I formerly coached with Coach Young and all those guys over there. They're still my good friends. You know, the athletic director over there, Bo Hill, their family, we're still family friends. You know, a great program they have going over there for a lot of years. You know, the WYL has some great, you know, teams in it this year, and it's definitely, you know, what team brings it to the game that week. Anybody could beat another team during that week. It just depends on their practice and how things go.
Well, Lemoore Tigers, keep up the great work, guys. Best of luck the rest of the year. I'm going to keep an eye on you. Josh, thanks for coming in today.
Yes, thanks for having us.
I want to get a photo before you guys all leave. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and talk with Mac Delaney from San Joaquin Memorial, our student athlete of the week. Don't go anywhere. We are live here at First String Sports on 940 ESPN, the Valley's local sports leader.
Live from First String Sports, it's Pagmeter's wrap-up show. And now, here's your host, Nick Papagni.
Welcome back. We are live right here at First String Sports. Blackstone between Herndon and the Sierra. Your headquarters for Letterman's Jackets are going crazy today. People are in. Looks like we got Fireball in the house. Is that Fireball? Oh, I thought it was Fireball. Sorry. Okay. Oh, that's Emmanuel. We're going to talk. Is that right? Oh, Buchanan, I'm sorry. I can't even. Well, y'all have the same blue and red colors. Okay, sorry about that. Buchanan Bears are in the house getting their Letterman's jackets. So, First String Sports, Blackstone between Herndon and Sierra. We have great football sales going on from the helmet down to the cleats. Come on down to First String Sports as I'm losing my voice here. It's been a lot of talking for three straight days. Thank you for making the First String Sports wrap-up show the fastest growing show. I get more emails now. This place is going crazy, and I appreciate it. Hopefully we'll continue it through basketball season, because we just had the Lemoore Tigers on, Coach Closter. Josh brought his team in. Great bunch of kids. and it's really fun to see. Is I see a team working hard together, and multi-sport athletes. Will going to go to Cal Poly. Nick Anderson's going to love that. Going to go to Cal Poly and be a wrestler. And all I hear about is Cal Poly from Nick Anderson and Emily Anderson and Jill and the whole clan of the Anderson family who loves Cal Poly. So I love kids playing other sports. So I really love that. Bobby Boyer, we can close with Mac. And speaking of a multi-sport athlete who last year he went out for baseball, tore it up for J.D. Sales Memorial Panthers, wins the D2 section championship, was the igniter, Mac Delana, and also the igniter in football, our student athlete of the week, Big Mac Delana from San Joaquin Memorial. Mac, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, Mac, an outstanding year so far for Memorial. You got it going on both sides of the ball. Tell me real fast on this team, how do you compare this team to last year's team?
We're a lot younger. Coming out with a young quarterback, a young O-line. It was a rough start, but we're just getting back to everything that we used to.
We're talking with Mac Delana from San Joaquin Memorial, our PAG Meter First String Sports 940 ESPN Student Athlete of the Week. Well, I got the broadcast. Matt and I, we did the Holy Bowl, and Finn Collins is so close of getting that little seam route, the little skinny post to you, and if he hits that pass, you catch 6 touchdowns in that game. He's getting closer to that pass because you're so open.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you tell your quarterback? Just get it out, get it to me, and I'm gone.
Yeah, we have a lot of conversations during practice, trying to get that timing down. It's a lot different during the game, but I'm waiting for it to hit. It's going to. He's getting better every day, so you just got to wait for that time.
We're talking with Mac Delana, the student athlete of the week. Of course, the PAG Meter All-Star, just one of the top players in the state. Let's go back to baseball. You go out for baseball last year. You play with J.D. Sales, and you have that great coaching staff. How much fun was it to play baseball last year?
It was great. Coming out, just knowing that my team's almost the same. We could go back-to-back. I mean, we came out strong. We just did everything we can. We have a great coach. I mean, the team was great. It was a fun experience. I mean, having to do that again was amazing.
Then, of course, you had a tremendous junior year for football. You decide you're going to go with your brother and play Fresno State. Jeff Tedford comes to you. Tell me about the decision to stay at home, which I love.
Yeah, it was a pretty easy decision. They offered me. I met with them. I mean, it was quick. They showed me that they wanted me. I felt a lot of love from this hometown, and I knew I wanted to stay home.
You're playing both ways. You're an outstanding wide receiver. You're also outstanding in the secondary. We also broadcasted the Buller Knights game. You had 11 catches, 3 touchdowns, a huge interception at the end of the game. That seems that Buller Memorial rivalry has turned into something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it gets more personal every year. Every time we know we got four on the schedule, it's a personal game.
See, when I went to Buller back in the day, that was the rivalry. It was like some kids transfer to Memorial. It's still the same thing. But that is a good classic rivalry, and you've got them 2 years in a row now. Last year you beat them, it was, I think, 110-0 in the first quarter. Yeah, it was over after the coin flip. This year, it came down to the wire, but what a game that was.
Yeah.
We're talking with Mac Delana at San Joaquin Memorial, wide receiver, defensive back, baseball player, student athlete of the week, going to be going to Fresno State. And tell me about this team, because it really looks like you're peaking right now. You got some kids coming back. Your offensive line is big. What's the X factor, Memorial, winning the whole thing in Division II?
We're getting better. We got a couple guys back, transfer or just from injury, and we came out strong last night. We're just ready for the whole CMAC. We're getting better every day and getting better, getting closer, more, just working as a team, you know, and that's what's going to make us win.
Who's making Mac Delaney a better player? Give me some of the coaching's names that's making you work hard in the classroom, the weight room, all the way up.
We got Coach Finero, our receiver coach, Coach Ghost, and always coaching us. Coach Johnson, best DB coach in the Valley. He's always getting us better. And, I mean, every coach, from weightlifting to just the classroom, they're all working together and getting me better and the team better.
Of course, last year you have Alex Trujillo, the quarterback, who's now at San Jose State. You got a new kid coming in, Finn Collins. How did he, you know, come in as a new quarterback against all you veterans coming in? How did you guys handle that, or how is he handling it?
We handled it pretty well. I mean, we knew it was going to be a long summer, trying to work with him, get all our new timing down, our chemistry. We knew that was going to be tough. Him coming in, I feel like he was a little excited to throw to me and Jalen and a couple of our other receivers. He had to get used to it as well. I mean, that's all it is between quarterbacks and receivers, chemistry. So it was a long summer, and we're still trying to get that perfect chemistry down, like, you know, Alec and Jalen had and we had, and it was just with him, it was great. And now with Finn, he's getting there. He's almost there.
I mean, I really believe if he can hit that skinny post with Mac Delaney, you're going to have 65 touchdowns this year, because that's unstoppable with Jalen on the edge. Who's going to stop that?
Yeah.
Of course, now you got the Edison Tigers wrap up with Madera and Sanger for the playoffs, and I think Division II this year, it's going to be exciting. Hanford's good. Redwood is good. You've already beaten Garces. You're peaking at the right time. And then how, with baseball coming up after football, are you throwing a little? Are you going back weekends hitting yet, or how are you doing that? Or just have to wait till it's over?
I'm waiting till it's over. Always banged up on the weekends after every game. So, you know, just trying to get my body to recover. But right when it's over, I'm going to get on the grind for baseball and then see how that season goes too.
And, of course, like we said, you're going to be a Fresno State Bulldogs. You're at Bulldog Stadium. How much fun is it walking around and looking, going, you know what, I get to play here? Because I've said it, by the time you're a junior or a senior, you're going to be the team captain. You're that kind of kid. And I think Jeff Teffer is getting a good one. And Fresno and the Valley, Mac Delaney is a good one. And you're going to love this kid playing on Saturdays.
Yeah, it's a great family to have over there. Walking around just knowing that I'm a part of the family already, it's great.
Well, I know you're in films, or a Big Mac. Go back and watch the films. Get ready for Edison this week. Thanks and congratulations for our PAG Meter Student Athlete of the Week. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
All right, Mac Delaney. Yeah, I just got him out of film, but, you know, they crushed Madera South. There's really not much to look at in there. It was an ugly one, and now they take on Edison, who's we'll find out. I don't know what to tell you about Edison, if they're going to show up or not. I think, but the way San Joaquin Memorial is playing right now, Division II with Hanford and even Redwood, that would be a great matchup. I think Division II playoffs is going to be awfully fun to watch with some really, really good teams. This Thursday night, because Friday night this week is Fresno State playing at home against UNLV, we're going to have the undefeated Redwood Rangers, 7-0, taking on the undefeated 7-0 Hanford Bullpups in Hanford. Andy Bogart and I will have the call. I'm looking forward to this one. This will be huge because I have a feeling the winner will probably be the number one seed, because if they go undefeated, because Memorial did lose to Kingsburg, and that could back and haunt them. They might be the number two seed if they run the table and go 9-1. So we'll have to see how that works out. And they still could get the number one seed. But I think, just for my 2 cents worth, I would love to see the championship at Hanford because their stadium is bigger. I think Memorial Stadium is not as big. That would get so crowded. I don't know how it could handle a big crowd like that. Well, let's take a break. We're going to come back and catch up in a few seconds with Drew Halstead, the head coach of the Emmanuel Eagles. He got a big win last night over Liberty and Madera Ranchos. And the Eagles are now 5-2. And then we'll wrap it up today and talk about Week 8 and the final scores. And even take your phone calls if I missed a game or two. And we'll see how the Pag Meter did on my predictions. Some really good, some really bad. We'll take a break. We're live at First String Sports. This is the Pag Meter Wrap-Up Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pag Meter's Wrap-Up Show continues on 940 ESPN. Once again, here's Nick Papagni.
Welcome back. We are live right here at First String Sports. We are in Blackstone between Hernan and Sierra. This is the place is happening right now. Letterman's jackets are going crazy right now. We got Kalinga in the house as well. I'm sorry, Selma in the house. Selma and Kalinga, same color, but Selma, big win last night over Dinuba. And getting ready for the showdown in the Fire Hydrant Bowl, the 87th annual. That game will be played in Reedley. I don't know how we're going to get Matt Logue on the radio again, because 10 straight road games can't be easy for the Selma Bears, and especially Selma Bears Nation. But they're here today trying on their Letterman's jackets. First String Sports Blackstone between Herndon and Sierra. Come on over and see Sean and company. Soccer season, wrestling. We got sales going everywhere. The pink out is going on right now. If you're out on Twitter and Facebook, we got the pink tapes, the socks, the mouthpieces. Get your chair. Okay, you got to have your chair, because if you're going to basketball, football, baseball, you got to have the chair. You can get your logo on in the back. This one is the Bulldogs, of course. First String Sports, it's where it's happening. Hopefully we're going to get this show right through baseball, basketball, all the way through, because this thing is catching fire. It is now the hottest show going, and thanks for all the tremendous emails and the messages that I get. Let's go now. Let's keep it going. Brand new coach for the Emmanuel Eagles is Drew Halstead, and he's doing a great job. They're now 5-2. Coach, congratulations. Big win last night over Madera Ranchos in the Ranchos. Big win.
Yeah, thanks, Coach. Thanks, Nick. Thanks for having me on.
Well, tell me about – that's a big one. You're running against the wing T offense. You did you battled Chowchilla, who runs the same style offense, but that's a big win on the road.
Yeah. Our guys are completely bought in, and we're working hard every week. And me and my coaching staff, we're from Kerman, and so we've got some experience with Chowchilla and Liberty, and so we felt like our game plan was pretty solid going in, and our guys are just stepping up and performing. So
Drew, tell me about the Eagles, because you're kind of like Notre Dame. You don't have a league game. You play every game is a non-league game, so you're on the road or you're at home. But tell me, is the game plan soon to go back to a league if you can find one?
Yeah. In the next, I think we have one more year out of a league, and so it's kind of a scramble to find different teams to schedule, especially in the later half of the season when everybody's in a league. And so we've got to go out of section from time to time. But after next season, we should be back in a league, and we're trying to look for a good fit.
Well, we're talking with Drew Halstead, the new head coach for the Emmanuel Eagles. Of course, last night you beat the Madera Ranchos in a big win. The week before, you beat Mendota. And if you look on, Mendota crushed Fireball last night. So that's a big win. If you look at Mendota's playing better football, and you beat them up pretty good.
Yeah. We were really impressed with Mendota. Their defense is strong, and I've known Beto for Coach Mejia there for a while, and he's always doing a great job out there. So we've been really impressed with Mendota's defense, and I know that they're looking to get better and better as the season goes on.
Well, tell me about some of your coaches' names. Give them some love out there. That's helping you out on the Eagles side.
Yeah. My brother Gordon Halstead is the offensive coordinator. He's worked with me for 10 years now or so, and he was at Reedley College with me the last 2 years, coaching the D line, and he's working with the offense and D line this year. Ben Fixel is an Emmanuel alumni, and he's worked with these guys for a long time too, and he's helping with secondary and DBs. And we got Josh Pena is also we have a lot of Emmanuel alumni on our staff. Josh Pena played here at Emmanuel, and he's working with the linebackers. Caleb Paulson, who was a part of the state championship run team a couple years ago at quarterback, he's helping with quarterbacks and our offense. And And we've got J.J. Serena, who played at Reedley College these last, or at least last year, as a D lineman, who's helping out with us a little bit, and just a solid staff of young, dedicated coaches who get to spend a lot of time on it. So that's what we were looking for.
We're talking with Drew Halstead, the head coach of the Emmanuel Eagles. And, of course, let's talk about some of the players, because you've got a very exciting offense who's got a lot of speed. Tell me about your sophomore quarterback who's really lighting it up this year.
Yeah, Hector's come on strong. Hector Davila, he's a youngster, but he's improving every week, and he's we've kind of catered our offense around some option stuff out of the spread look, and he's improved every week, and especially last night he really came on strong, had as good of a throwing game as he did a running game, and as a sophomore we're looking at him improving over the next couple of years and being able to really roll with him as we keep moving forward.
And last year's quarterback, Matt Tiger, I love the name. You moved him to a receiver, a little running back. Tell me about this kid.
Matt Tiger is a stud. I mean, he's willing to do whatever needs to be done for the team. It's nice to have a guy that can break a couple of tackles when not everybody's blocked. And so he's doing a great job he had to step in at quarterback last night because we had a guy go down and so he can do it all, and he's helping us offensively and defensively, and he's a team guy, and we really enjoy, as we start to build this new program here, we're really happy to have him on this first year to set a standard.
We're talking with Andrew Halstead, the head coach of the Emmanuel Eagles, 5-2. This week they take on Sierra. You have a shot to go 8-2 and have very high ranking in Division 5. Division 5, I know you've probably checked it out. There's some great teams this year. But the key for you, getting a home game, and if you haven't been out to the new sports facility complex out in Emmanuel, it is second to none out there. Great job where you guys play.
Yeah, it's a beautiful setting down by the river out here, and it's awesome to go down there and play, and the Emmanuel family shows up every Friday, every home game, and we're blessed to be able to play in a new facility like that's just amazing.
And you got some physical kids up front. I talked to Mason Hughes about you guys. It's from CBC.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, keep an eye on the Eagles. That's a very physical team. Tell me the guys up front, because that's going to make or break the Eagles on the way to go when you head to the playoffs.
Oh, definitely. Me and my brother are O-line, D-line guys, so we're spending a lot of time with those guys. Michael Calgoa is a junior. He plays guard for us. He also plays linebacker for us, and we call him the brains of the operation. He's very much able to get everybody reminding the offensive line where they're supposed to be. And so we got Michael there. We've got Braxton Philpott came on a little bit later in the season. After the first couple weeks, he came on. He's playing left tackle for us. He's doing a great job. He's very physical. And then we've got Adrian Herrera, who's also a junior. We're very young, so. So we've got one senior as starting at offensive line, and the rest are juniors. Our center, Andrew Young, is a sophomore. We've also got another senior that plays center for us that was out last night. And then Joel Regeer is our right tackle, who's also a sophomore. So we're young, and like I said, we're happy with the 5-2 record, and we're looking to build going into the future.
And how, Coach, we're talking about Emmanuel Eagles, Coach Halstead, how are the numbers out in Emmanuel? I know it's always tough for a small private school on the east side of the valley, but how are the numbers?
Our numbers are not great right now. We're at about 35 players in the whole program, so we currently don't have a JV team. And so I look at that as a positive thing. We get a lot of young. We got a couple freshmen and some sophomores getting some varsity playing experience, but our numbers are down right now. But the future, we're supposed to be having the top two freshman classes over the next 2 years. So size-wise. And so we're hoping next year we can field a JV team and start building, getting some of those younger guys playing time.
Yeah, and I'm looking at Division 5 right now, and there's going to be – you got so many – Division 5 and Division 2, to me, are so loaded with so many good teams. I mean, look at – and you got a small bunch compared to a lot of schools that have a lot more people in the school. What's your thoughts? Where would you like to have Emmanuel, and what division should they be in?
I think right now we're definitely a Division 5 school. I'd like to – As the school grows, which is the plan of the administration, as the school grows, we'd like to, you know, if we can move up to 4 and stuff like that, that would be fine. But like you're saying, there's a lot of solid teams in D5 right now that we're keeping an eye on. But we like, you know, even though our strength of schedule on Max Preps doesn't look very good, I think we've played some top notch teams, and so we feel confident every week that we can game plan a team and perform and execute our game plan and give anybody a run. So,
well, Drew, keep up the great work. I know I'm looking at you guys going 8-2 and going strong in the playoffs and having a high seed. Best of luck. And I got to get out. And I love not only that, the food out there, Emmanuel's great. The setting, I feel like I'm in like the state of Washington with all those beautiful trees down by the river. It's just so nice. And the baseball. Josh Franco does such a great job, and the softball facility out there. You got tennis courts. It's just so nice out there. So if you haven't been out there yet, get out to Emmanuel, the new sports facility out there. It's fantastic. Drew, keep up the great work, and I got to have you on again soon.
Yeah, thank you, Nick. It's been a pleasure being on.
You got it. Drew Halstead, the head coach of the Emmanuel Eagles. First year, already at 5-2. You know, if you look at their schedule, they played Chowchilla tough, they played CBC tough. They're not going to play anybody tougher than those two teams, really, in Division 5. So they got to come in and keep playing Emmanuel Eagles football and be aware the Eagles are good. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and talk about Week 8, where the Pag Meter did great and where the Pag Meter did not do so great. And we'll talk about all the games. And if you want to call in, this is a good time to get hold of Bobby Boy, 844-940 ESPN, and tell me about what did I miss, and give me some of the stars out there, because Pag Meter's Player of the Week is coming up this week, and our Thursday night game we'll talk about as well. Don't go anywhere. It's the Pag Meter Wrap-Up Show, First String Sports. We'll be right back.
Pag Meter's Wrap-Up Show continues on 940 ESPN. Once again, here's Nick Papagni.
Welcome back live right here at First String Sports. It's the Pag Meter Wrap-Up Show. Glad you could be with us, and thanks for making First String Sports one of the best brand-new local sports shows going crazy. People love local sports here. It's nothing like it, really. And First String Sports is your headquarters for local sports. They're the local legends when it comes to sports, and I'm very fortunate. I do the local legends when it comes to furniture on Thursday with Fashion Furniture. Been in business since 1960. And then I have First String Sports on Saturdays. Been in business for 28 years or something like that. They're the local guys, headquarters for local sports. They want to take care of your team needs. So if you're athletic director, if you're a coach, get a hold of the pros here, First String Sports, and let them take care of your team needs, because these guys, they're going to save you money in the long run. People think, well, you got to go online. That's how we're going to save money. And then we get an order in, and it's wrong, and we got to ship it back to Tallahassee. No, you come to First String Sports, you try it on here, you save money. And if you support First String Sports, they support you. So I don't want to see teams come in. If you're getting your team sports out of town, and you want to come in and have First String Sports donate to your fundraiser, don't do it. That's an insult. You don't support them. They're not supporting you. I'm just letting you know now. I'm going to be the bad guy on this. Do not come here and ask them for a donation. That's a disrespecting. That's an insult. Let them run your sports program. Get a hold of the pros here. First String Sports. All right? Let's make it happen. I want to thank Mac Delena. Did a great job. He better get used to it. I'm going to get him on more. He's going to be big-time Division I college football. He's going to be interviewed a lot, and we're going to get him on more so he can get more prepared with interviews. He did a great job today. Josh Kloster and the Lemoore Tigers are in the house today. He brought in half the team. I love that. Josh, great job. Lemoore Tigers, you got a good bunch of kids. Watch out for the Tigers basketball team. And Justin Holliday, watch out for the baseball team as well. Lemoore is always tough in baseball. I want to thank you, Drew Halstead, the head coach of the Emmanuel Eagles, and Dave Wilson, who got a big win last night over CVC from the Kingsburg Vikings. Let's go to the scoreboard now. How did the Pag Meter do? Was he right or wrong? Start on Thursday night, Exeter and Hanford West. I had Exeter winning big. They won big. C-Mac, Edison, and Mount Madera. I had Edison winning. Edison won. Almost by the same score. I had them predicted about a 9. That's about right. Missionoke, I had Missionoke beating Menachie. I had the score 27-20. The final score was 22-15. Close on that one. In Porterville versus Tulare Western, I had Tulare Western winning. I thought it'd be a shootout. Turned into almost a defensive battle. And Tulare Western wins 27-17. North Yosemite, I had Sunnyside all over Fresno High, and I buried that one. In the track, I had Central beating Clovis 44-23. I was close, 56-14. And I said, if Central comes in fired up on a Thursday night, they will blow Clovis out, and they did. Friday Night Lights, the Pag Meter was wrong. I had CVC winning over Kingsburg, and Kingsburg beat CVC 34-20. And I got about 58 emails in the last 15 minutes. Yes, I was wrong. Kingsburg Nation, you have a lot of passion, and I love that about you. I took a chance, and I think we have fun on this. Remember, it's a fun prediction. No one else predicts games, and so I think it's fun to do. Remember, it's, you know, we're not gambling or anything. I do the best I can. I am at 82%. I just missed that one. So big credit goes to Dave Wilson and his staff. Travis Hall comes off of the injured. Jet Jackson with a big win. So Travis Hall, great job. And they beat CVC 34-20. Pag Meter was right. I had Selma beating Dinuba in a close game, and it was 36-23. The Selma Bears defense is really good. They improved to 6-1, 2-0 in the Central Sequoia League. In the CMAC, I had the Knights beating Sanger in a close one, but they took care of business 29-15. So the Knights now improved to 5-2. So is Sanger. They're both 1-1 in the CMAC. Memorial in the driver's seat to win another CMAC championship as they crushed Madera South 61-10. I had it 57-20. It's just not a good matchup, Madera South. Nobody matches up with Memorial right now with Mac Delaney and his team. So they are in the driver's seat to win the CMAC again. In the Central Sequoia League, I had Granite Hills beating Farmersville, and I nailed that one. Woodlake over Corcoran, I had that in a close. I had Woodlake favored by 7, and they win 32-19. Delano and Tulare Union, I figured this would be a blowout, and it was a blowout. Tulare Union beats Delano 64-7. Kern Valley at Bishop Union, I figured Bishop Union's defense would handle it, and they did. They beat Kern Valley 40-6. California City, I thought they would win it 28-13. They were down 27-6 at one time, but they made a great second-half comeback, and they beat Boron 34-27. So they're still California City now 6-1, 2-0 in the High Desert League. I had Rosemont beating Desert, struggling. They beat them 30-0. The spread was 35. Paso Robles and Royal Grande in a great game. I had a Royal Grande winning, and it came down to a missed extra point. Royal Grande beats Paso Robles 21-20. Three games last night came down to extra points, and we'll talk about them. Washington Union beats Chowchilla. I had the Panthers rolling, and they rolled last night, the 47-27. So Washington Union, number one in Division Four, they're 6-1, and they're now 2-0 in the North Sequoia. Undefeated Yosemite Badgers. I had Yosemite beating Kerman, and they took care of business 36-14, 7-0, 2-0 in the North Sequoia. And coming up, guy, we got to figure out. I got to do that game on the radio. Yosemite and Washington Union, that'll be for the North Sequoia League Championship. Wow, what a game that'll be. Nick Harper, again, another big game. He comes off last week rushing for 244 yards for Yosemite. In the North Yosemite, Roosevelt over Hoover last night, 26-17. So Hoover goes down. Vince Branstetter gets a big win for the Roosevelt Rough Riders, 26-17. Pagmeter missed that one because I had Hoover winning. Pagmeter had Reedley beating McLean, 37-13. They win it 45-15. Close. Tony Gates and the Pirates 2-0, and they could be playing Sunnyside soon for the NYL Championship. That'll be a great matchup. Mission Preps is my team to keep an eye on. I had them beating Morro Bay by 14. They blew out Morro Bay 42-7. Mission Preps has played a very, very tough schedule. So keep an eye, Mission Preps in Division 6. They are the defending eight-man league champion, and they are getting it going now. Another team that's just squashing people, their only loss was the Madera Ranchos, Templeton Eagles. They beat up Santa Maria 53-10. I had the score, well, I predicted 52-13, almost nailed it. So Templeton on fire 6-1, and they improve to 1-0 in the Ocean League. In the Pac-4 League, Napomo over Pioneer Valley 17-3. I nailed that one. San Luis Obispo, I figured they'd beat Atascadero by 24, but Atascadero hung in. Final score was 28-8. So San Luis Obispo goes and improves to 6-1. In the South Sequoia, I took Coach Perucci. They win their third straight, and they beat Arvin 43-22. So Shafter, I picked that one. Picked this one too, Taft over McFarland. McFarland is struggling right now, and Taft now improves to 4-3. Let's keep it going. Chavez, I had Wasco favored, but my mini upset pick of the week was Chavez, and Chavez made me look good. So thanks, Jess Ortega and Chavez Titans. They beat Wasco 25-14. Bakersfield Christian, this game was over at the coin flip. They beat Tehachapi 64-0. I had Bakersfield winning 55-6. So this week, they're going to take on Ridgeview for the South Yosemite League Championship. Independence wins two in a row. I had them winning, and they beat Golden Valley. Another one, it was closer than I thought. Ridgeview beat West 14-0. I thought Ridgeview would blow West out, but give credit to the Vikings. Their defense hung around. So like I said, this week, Ridgeview takes on Bakersfield Christian in a big one. The winner will be the champion of the South Yosemite League. In the Southeast Yosemite League, East now improves to 6-1, and what a year they're having. I picked this one as well over the South Rebels by a score of 28-7. So congratulations to the Blades, 6-1, 2-0 in the Southeast Yosemite League. And they're going to be playing Highland soon for the Southeast Yosemite League Championship as they beat Highland beat Miramonte 56-7. A.J. Cleveland is just on fire at quarterback for the Scots. They're now 6-1, 2-0 in the Southeast. Also, Foothill comes up with a huge win over North Bakersfield, 23-14. The Pagmeter had North beating Foothill. So congratulations to the Trojans on making Pagmeter look stupid on that one. Another one I missed, I really thought Garces at home, Paul Gola taking on his old team, would beat the Bakersfield Drillers. Pagmeter was wrong. Bakersfield defeats Garces 32-14. So Michael Stewart beats the old coach Paul Gola 32-14. So the Drillers are now 1-1 in the Southwest Yosemite League. Stockdale is now 2-0 in the Southwest Yosemite League. They beat Centennial in a defensive battle 12-7, and this is one of the best stories of the year as Stockdale improves to 5-2 on the year. So, wow, they're 2-0 in the Southwest Yosemite League. That's huge for the Mustangs. A great job because if you remember, the best player in the South Valley, Evan Burkhart, is out for the year. He was a Tim Tebow of quarterbacks last year. He's out for the year, didn't play, and the Mustangs are winning games. Liberty Bakersfield just takes care of business. I had them steamrolling Frontier, and they do it 42-0. So Liberty improves to 6-1. and they're number three on the PAG meter, will be number three this week on the PAG meter top 30. In the track, the Buchanan Bears took care of business, and they beat Clovis West 45-21. The new sophomore quarterback, and I think they found the passer, Ian Kirby, the sophomore, this kid can throw the football, along with the running game with Kendall Milton. This team is going to be, can now, I don't know if they can beat Central, but they can compete with Central. So Buchanan, 45-21, and they now can throw the ball, along with that powerful running game, along with that powerful Buchanan defense. So the final score, 45-21, Bakersfield wins. I got that one, almost nailed the score. I had it at 40-20. The one the PAG meter missed, I had Clovis East winning 27-21. Clovis North beats Clovis East 14-13. Michael Jacott blocks the extra point, and Clovis North hangs on and beats Clovis East 14-13. Clovis North improves to 6-1 on the year. Big win in the West Sequoia. Bobby Staley and company. Carruthers Blue Raiders beats Minarets 56-7. Carruthers is now 7-1 on the year. Or no, 6-1 on the year. I'm sorry. The game that I broadcasted last night, very impressed with the Orosi Cardinals. They beat Fowler. The PAG meter had Orosi favored by 10, and I thought it was going to be a mini upset. But I had no idea Orosi offensive line, Dominic Martinez, a running back who scored 4 touchdowns. Arcega, the big fullback, they have outstanding receiver with Hernandez. They got a power offensive line. They lined up all night long and double tight. I-backs, old school football, and just powered the Redcats. The final score, 42-21. So the PAG meter thought Fowler at home on homecoming would hold off and win. I was wrong. Another upset last night. Congratulations to David Morrow and the Parlier Panthers. They beat Orange Cove 21-20. PAG meter had Orange Cove beating Parlier. This is a huge win for the Parlier football program. David is going to do a great job, and now they take on a rivalry because David used to coach at Fowler, and the Fowler takes on Parlier this week. In the West Sierra, Kalinga Dos Palos, it is official. The Dos Palos Broncos are really good. They beat Kalinga 28-7, and Dos Palos now 6-1 in the driver's seat to win the West Sierra League. The Broncos are good. The really a shocker of the night, Beto Mejia and the Mendota Aztecs beat up Fireball 42-14. 42-14, Mendota. And I had Fireball winning, so this, I don't know if this is an upset or not, but Mendota is a very young team, but they are good, and they took care of business last night. Wow! Tranquility beats Avenel 28-6, nailed the score to the T. West Yosemite League, Hanford, the Bullpups beat up Mount Whitney 68-3, and this week they take on Redwood. We will have the game Thursday night on 940 ESPN, Andy Bogart and I, as Hanford 7-0 will host Redwood at 7-0. As Redwood holds on and beats Golden West last night in a shootout, 42-38. So Redwood's great defense was tested last night. Lemoore, Josh, and Lemoore Tigers beat El Diamante 34-23. A team on the rise. If they can have a mulligan and do the season over right now, the Lemoore Tigers would be really, really good. They're 2-5, 1-1 in the WIL, but they have played one of the toughest schedules in the section. In non-league play, like we said, we had Emmanuel Eagles defeat Liberty Madera Ranchos 27-12. So Emmanuel's now 5-2. St. Joseph Knights beat St. Margaret's 35-24. St. Margaret's, they were undefeated going in. Yes, a lot of emails coming in from the Central Coast. St. Joseph's will be moving up in the rankings. This team is legit now. They got an offense. They're playing good defense. And boy, the game week in week 11 when they play Rigetti, it's going to be one of the best games. They're across the street from each other. Boy, I'd love to see that and see the rivalry as St. Joseph's walk across the street in front of the lights down the road as all the teams are together, or all the fans are together as they walk down the street across the street from each other. Tonight, Yes, tonight, Saturday Night Football, Jeremy Blackwell travels to Hanford and takes on Sierra Pacific. Strathmore 6-0, 2-0 in the East Sequoia. And the reason why, you're saying, how come they're playing Saturday Night Football? Number one, I love Saturday Night Football because it's the only game in town, especially at Fresno State. I thought about this. Next Friday night, Fresno State plays UNLV. It's Friday Night Lights. It's high school night. I'm not real happy about it. A lot of people are not happy about it. But if we could somehow have a lot of the high school play on Saturday night, the night Fresno State plays on Friday, all problems are solved. But that's, it's too tough to do right now. But tonight, Strathmore will take on Sierra Pacific. The Spartans are 6-0. They come off a big win over Woodlake last week. What a second half. We had Jeremy on last week on the show. They trailed 8-0 at the half, and what a second half Strathmore did. Strathmore has the potential to go 10-0. Let's check if we have any, if we have any questions on Twitter before we get out of here. Remember, 1:30 today, Fresno State. The pregame show starts on 940 ESPN as they take on Air Force. I want to thank Lindsay Cardinals as well, giving me my shirt. You can see it on Twitter. And I'm hoping this brings my St. Louis Cardinals some luck today, having some Lindsay Cardinal football on. Week 8 of Artie High School football. Remember, Thursday night, Hanford will host the Rangers, both 7-0. Think about that. 7-0, the winner's probably going to be the WYL champ and the potential, the number one seed in Division II. And Memorial's going to be right there as well. If Memorial wins the CMAC, playing against that tough schedule, they could be the number one seed as well. So the top three teams with Hanford, Redwood, Memorial, Rigetti's going to be right there in Division II. They lost last week. They lost their Jake Steeles, I think, is one of the top players in the Central Coast with ankle sprain. He could be out 4 or 5 weeks. So that's going to hurt Rigetti for a little while. Week 8 of high, this is now the time to start looking at the seedings and the rankings. So if you want to go, I'm pretty close. I'm always about 90% correct when it comes to my rankings at the end of the year. We still have a ways to go. I still put strength of schedule. Kingsford's got to go back up there after beating CBC. But, yes, I'm close on my rankings, and you can go to the PAG meter. As most of you do, the PAG meter website is on fire. So you can go to thepagmeter.com, click on. Also, if you want to nominate a student athlete of the week, you can go as well on the PAG meter or check it out on Twitter. And we are looking for a male and a female athlete of the week. I got an idea who it's going to be this week. We'll give you a First String Sports t-shirt. You can wear it around. And at the end of the year, which is going to be fun, in May, we're going to have a great party, and we will announce the male and female student athlete of the year. So that's what's going to happen. I want to thank Bobby Boy back in the studio. He does a great job. There's nobody like Bobby Boy. He brings enthusiasm to our shows. I want to thank Drew Halstead from the Emmanuel Eagles, Dave Wilson, the Kingsburg Vikings, Josh Closter from the Lamar Tigers, along with Will and his Jackson, his brothers. His brother was out and along to the Lamar Tigers today. Thank you for making First String Sports Wrap-Up Show the hottest show going. So have a great week, everybody. Coming up at 1:30 is Fresno State football. Have a great week, everybody. 940 ESPN, the Valley's local sports leader. As Matt says, get in the game.